I was thinking about the cross that the Lord has had to carry, and that he became very tired and leaned to the right and touched the ground. And when he did, a nuclear bomb went off. And Our Lady began, "This cross has been carried for many, many years. What is being done in the Ukraine is deplorable." And truly the cardinal was right when God told him that this was Putin's assignment. The problem comes when the propaganda obscures the truth and all people are lied to. As a result, they are out of the loop on what is truly transpiring, so they give their allegiance behind the very ones responsible for the corruption. Oh, children, children, you must go deeper in your understanding. Instead of believing all you hear, learn to separate truth from lies. By the way, that's a very good skill set to have just to live. Look at the other side and give it a substantial hearing, lest you become puppets of the devil. You are in this mess because you heard rumors, narratives, and assumed they were true. Then you talked among yourselves and built a consensus against God's instruments and spread the lies and narratives even further. And at that point, they were praying sorrowful mysteries, and I heard "falsely accused" in the background. And she continued, "That is the truth. This man has been falsely accused so the corrupt ones can continue to get their supply of adrenochrome by torturing little children. When will you grow in maturity enough to check the facts on your own before you swallow everything, hook, line, and sinker? If only you had done that, you would not be consorting with lying demons to turn the world against President Putin, who is not perfect and who does have mistakes in his past, but is acting by God's assignment right now and is the real reason behind the cleansing of the Ukraine. You have been ignorant to what your government has been doing and who are the evil ones they have allied themselves with. You will find out the hard way, but oh, how I pray for you that you will learn from this so it will not be repeated. Those who pray and are dedicated to the Lord with an active prayer life are more likely to recognize and understand the truth than those who think themselves too busy with other important matters to check out the facts. I want to share with you what Mother Elizabeth saw in the Blessed Sacrament. She saw Jesus carrying the cross, and at one point it became too much for him, and the right arm of the cross touched the ground. Right at that point, a huge mushroom cloud began to fill the host, obscuring everything. So she had this vision in the Blessed Sacrament that was exposed at that time. So now you are facing a horrific life in the wake of a nuclear bomb being released. Pray, pray much, and get clean before the Lord. Forgive all who ever injured you. Ask for forgiveness for all your sins. Leave nothing out. Make a good confession, children, and prepare your hearts to meet the Lord. He is mercy. He will forgive you, but you must forgive others. Pray for the grace to make an act of the will to forgive. You do not have to feel it for it to be legitimate. You only have to declare it with your will. And no matter how you feel, the Lord will accept it. Ask for assistance. Dear God, help me forgive, and you will receive that grace. It is essential for your entrance into heaven. Call on me, little ones. I will pray for you to receive this divine assistance. Understand that I have my prayer warrior teams in heaven, and they swing into action when I call upon them. Believe.